blood flow restriction training is an excellent way to enhance your overall training volume for you who are elite athletes without the risk of increased load to the tissues or muscle damage. It's such a great way to stay active and work towards your goals, even when you are on rest days or days where you're deloading.
Welcome to the PT Rebels podcast. This is the place to learn how you can become a PT Rebel and take charge of your own health and wellness. We will help you find answers to your questions about pain, injury, and the path towards healing in the most efficient and effective way possible. I'm your host, Dr. Gina Fick.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, I wanted to talk with you all about something called blood flow restriction training, or BFR training. It's something that we use in the clinic quite often, and it's a very nice rehab tool that we have in our practice. I've been using BFR training since 2017, and I have a story about how I got into it. I had just injured my knee running in a 10K race in Breckenridge, and that was my second major knee injury, my first major knee injury in 1993. When I tore my right ACL and medial meniscus in a basketball game up in Oklahoma. And that was a big turning point for me. It was season ending and I had to have surgery, of course. After that surgery, I had extensive physical therapy and a wonderful physical therapist that worked with me, and I was able to return to sport. But since that time, I've always been on a quest to figure out how to help our patients recover as quickly and safely as possible from injury. Today's topic, BFR training, is along those lines. And it's something that I found in 2017 before my most recent knee surgery in a quest to figure out how I could prevent muscle atrophy and maintain strength, range of motion, help reduce pain. Anything I could do to help speed up the healing process after my most recent knee surgery. So I was in a postdoctorate fellowship program at the time at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center and started doing research and stumbled upon BFR training, or blood flow restriction training. So I wanted to share it with you guys because it's something that has personally been so beneficial to me as in my life and my recovery from surgery. It's a tool that we use to help our patients recover faster, prevent muscle atrophy, to improve recovery, and also enhance performance. So I wanted to just go into that and dive into that today. So I know many of you have probably heard about blood flow restriction training, or maybe you've even experienced it yourself. It's used at many levels. Professional athletes are using it on a daily basis in the training rooms and even off the field for performance enhancing effects as well as recovery. So let's dive into a little bit about what it is and how it can help you. Blood flow restriction training involves the use of tourniquet cuffs. The ones that we use are the Delphi cuffs, and they are modified surgical tourniquet cuffs made in Canada by the Delphi company. And Johnny Owens, a physical therapist from San Antonio, Texas, who I've met, was a pioneer in a physical therapy world who worked with Delphi to develop these tourniquet cuffs after he had worked with Wounded Warriors at the Center for the Intrepid in San Antonio, Texas. He was discovering ways to help these Wounded Warriors recover from blast trauma, these soldiers who had significant limb disfigurement and surgical procedures. He was trying to help them prevent muscle atrophy and also speed up healing so that they could return to life with a leg or a limb that was functional. So Donnie dove into figuring out that blood flow restriction training was something that the soldiers could do under lower loaded conditions in order to prevent muscle atrophy and also enhance recovery. So in our clinic, we use blood flow restriction training in a variety of ways. The cuffs go either on the upper extremity or lower extremity. For instance, on the lower extremity, they go up as high on the thigh as we can put them. On the upper extremity, they go up as high on the arm as we can get them. And what those cuffs do is temporarily and partially occlude arterial blood flow to that limb in an effort to trigger healing factors in that limb, but also to help the patient regain muscle strength and hypertrophy in that limb under lower loaded conditions. So let me give you a couple of examples. Let's say you're a patient and just underwent ACL reconstruction, and you come into the clinic for your first post-op visit and you meet with your physical therapist, and they mentioned that BFR or blood flow restriction training could be helpful for you. You start with lower loaded exercises such as quad sets or straight leg raises, or maybe open chain knee extension or a squat. And with this cuff around your leg, you have a blood flow that's partially occluded at 60 to 80% of your maximum limb occlusion pressure. And you go through the exercises and it challenges your muscle because it's in a hypoxic environment, meaning there's less oxygen and blood flow going to the muscle. So the body detects that there's less blood flow to the limb. It starts to send out a lot of good healing factors into the tissue. So what happens is you have factors that are going into the tissue that help to decrease scar tissue formation. It helps to increase collagen synthesis. It helps to increase protein synthesis. It helps to signal cells that are precursor cells to myogenic and mesenchymal stem cells. It helps to signal growth hormones, and it helps to signal, like I said earlier, factors that help to not only speed up healing, but prevent fibrosis or scar tissue in that region. So if you had an ACL reconstruction and you're coming into physical therapy, that's a tool that we would likely use. There are so many benefits that blood flow restriction can give you as an injured athlete, not only postoperatively. So I wanted to speak to the benefits of BFR training in particular with athletes. And BFR is incorporated into many elite training programs, especially at the professional level. Since it creates muscle strength and growth with less overall tissue stress, our athletes are likely to have more positive outcomes when they implement BFR training into their training programs. The benefits of using BFR with exercise have not only been shown to be positive with helping with muscle strength, but also with cardiovascular conditioning. Many of you know what VO2 max is. And most of our clients here, athletes, are looking for ways to stay in tip-top shape, even when recovering from an injury or surgery. So we're going to talk to you today more about how we can help you do that through BFR training. Studies have shown that BFR can increase VO2 max in the highly trained athletes, even when used during rest periods. So one study of collegiate basketball players demonstrated that the player's VO2 max increased by 11.2% when using BFR twice a day for 2 weeks. And that was a study by Park et al. In 2010. Other studies demonstrate that post-exercise BFR in elite trained athletes after a sprint workout increases VO2 max by 4.5 to 5.9%. And that's compared to 0% change in the sprint group only. Those studies were by Taylor et al. In 2015 and by Mitchell et al. In 2019. This is most likely due to an increase in blood capillaries throughout the musculature, as well as myocyte production. Interestingly, the BFR triggers factors in your blood that helps to increase blood capillaries throughout the muscle, which is why we see these positive effects in VO2 max. Here at FIC Physical Therapy and Sports Performance, we've had many clients who maintain their overall conditioning post-op by doing BFR with either stationary cycling. Blood flow restriction training is an excellent way to enhance your overall training volume for you who are elite athletes without the risk of increased load to the tissues or muscle damage. It's such a great way to stay active and work towards your goals, even when you are on rest days or days where you're deloading. BFR also enhances the ability to break through what we call sticking points or parts in your training program that are inhibiting you from progressing. In other words, if you have an inability to stabilize certain muscles or difficulty firing smaller muscles or certain muscles during your normal training due to existing aches or pains, it helps you get over those existing conditions and helps you reduce irritation prior to practice or your event. Let me give you an example. We have a couple of clients right now who have shin splints, and they can't train at the same intensity or volume right now. So we're using a couple of tools in the clinic. One would be the blood flow restriction training. So we have them do lower loaded exercises with blood flow restriction training in order to stimulate healing effects, but also to target strength in the lower extremity muscles, such as the posterior tibialis muscle, the foot intrinsic, the gastroxoleus muscles. And then we'll have them get on the Alter-G treadmill and do an unloaded running program. Maybe 10, 20 years ago, we had athletes who were told to just rest and not do anything for a few weeks, which we know really didn't help, and they lost more muscle strength. Now we have athletes using BFR and getting into the Alter-G treadmill, and they're able to get those positive benefits by continuing to move and strengthen under lower loaded conditions. Another thing I wanted to touch on is called ischemic preconditioning. That's another use of blood flow restriction training that we can do here in the clinic. Blood flow restriction training has a couple of different protocols that are most commonly used, and that is number one, the cell swelling program, and number two, ischemic preconditioning. If you're an athlete who is injured and you're trying to maintain muscle strength, prevent atrophy, we typically use the cell swelling program. If it's for performance enhancing effects, we may do the ischemic preconditioning program. Just yesterday, I used the ischemic preconditioning program on two athletes who are going to run at the Arcadia High School meet in California. Number one for recovery effects, and number two for the potential performance enhancing effects of blood flow restriction training. So ischemic preconditioning is, in a nutshell, the addition of BFR prior to an athletic event or exercise in order to increase overall performance and recovery. There have been studies that have shown that there are two distinct windows in which IPC or ischemic preconditioning has a positive effect on the athlete post BFR. In the first 1 to 4 hours post BFR, there's an increase in VO2 max, increased blood flow, and increased aerobic circulation. We know this helps to decrease overall muscle fatigue, causing a major increase in the ability to perform any athletic task at a better rate. The second window of benefit with IPC or ischemic preconditioning is within 24 to 72 hours post BFR and the athletic event. BFR induces ischemia and reperfusion, meaning it constricts blood flow. Then when the constriction releases, there is blood flow that is allowed back into the tissue and it reperfuses. And this process allows for muscles to recover quicker due to the reduction of muscle damage stemming from the BFR. In addition to that effect, there's an increase in creatine kinase release and significant reduction in pain. One study by Franz et al. In 2018 demonstrated an 80% decrease in pain post-exercise due to BFR compared to the group that did not use BFR prior to exercise. So not only does BFR and ischemic preconditioning help aerobically, but it also helps with anaerobic activities such as strength training after a BFR session. Another study that we have looked at shows that strength training on the same limb that was utilized with BFR within that 1 to 4 hour window produces an increase in nutrients via increased blood flow. There was a study that has shown that there was a 12% increase in knee extensor strength after doing regular knee extensions following BFR compared to the individual who had not done ischemic preconditioning prior to knee extensions. That's a lot of scientific evidence of how ischemic preconditioning works, but how we use that in the clinic is this. I have an athlete who came in a week ago with concerns that she wouldn't be able to run in the Arcadia High School track meet. She's a 400 meter runner from the Denver metro area, very successful. And she had some proximal hamstring tendonitis in the semitendinosus tendon. We've been treating her with a combination of deep tissue laser, dry needling, hip joint mobilizations, muscle activation techniques, glute strengthening, as well as blood flow restriction training. Came in Thursday evening. She's competing on Saturday evening. So we went through her normal treatment regimen. And instead of doing the cellular swelling program, we did ischemic preconditioning with the hopes that it will not only help to decrease pain, inflammation, but also stimulate healing factors, increase blood flow, and have potential performance enhancing effects even a couple of days later. One way that we use BFR as well is at the state track meet, for instance. I will have athletes who compete on Thursday come over to see me Thursday evening. We do blood flow restriction training, typically ischemic preconditioning to aid with recovery effects after day one of the state track meet. day two, we will also use that. If they're running into day three, we'll use ischemic preconditioning between days two and three. I've also used this at the state track meet in certain locations around the stadium to help athletes prepare for their event because there is performance enhancing effects prior to competition in that 0 to 4 hour window after ischemic preconditioning. So just some fun facts there, some tidbits of information for those of you who are listening today. Overall, ischemic preconditioning and BFR is an excellent tool to incorporate in regards to active adults and athletes of all ages, but especially in elite athletes looking to increase their performance and recovery regimen. If you have any more questions about that and how we can help you in regards to recovery and performance using BFR, please reach out to us. As we stated earlier in the podcast, you get positive effects from BFR even when you're doing 20, 30, 40% of your maximum effort. If you come in with a rotator cuff tear, for instance, and you can't lift heavy weights, maybe you can't even pick up a 5 pound weight overhead, we are able to start you on lower loaded exercises with the BFR cuff on, and you get the same muscle hypertrophy and strength training effects with 20% of your one rep max over a 6 week period of time as you would get with high intensity exercises at 60 to 70% of your one rep max without the BFR. The research is fascinating. I can tell you it works clinically now that I've been using it for about 8 years. I personally use BFR, like I said earlier in the podcast, after my last knee surgery. I used it post-op day one and I did BFR twice a day for 6 weeks. And after that 6 week period, I had a 0.5 centimeter difference in thigh girth as compared to the non-surgical leg. So that was my cue that it works and why not apply that to my patient population. I'd encourage you if you are injured, whether that be post-operatively, if you've had surgery, or if you're just an active adult and athlete who have questions about how BFR could potentially benefit you, please reach out to us. I also have a webinar on the IAOM-US website that you can purchase for a small fee. It's a 90-minute webinar explaining in more detail about how BFR can benefit you. So if you're interested in that, we'll also link that to the podcast where you can go and view that webinar. Another podcast I'd highly recommend that you listen to is the Owens Recovery Science podcast, and that's Johnny Owens' podcast. He is a physical therapist that I mentioned earlier who has done a ton of clinical research and has a lot of knowledge about how BFR is being applied at all levels, whether it's with MS patients, pediatrics, in the professional athlete setting, in the NFL, NBA. If you have time to check that podcast out, I'd highly recommend it. So reach out to me with any questions you have about BFR. It's an awesome tool. It's a tool that we use every day in our practice. If you ever wanted to swing by the clinic and try it out, we'll do a free trial. We just look forward to serving you well and continuing to provide these innovative treatments in our practice so that you can stay at the top of your game.